When John Brown went off to war to fight on a foreign shore, his mama sure was proud of him. He stood so straight and tall in his uniform and all, his mama's face broke out all to a grin. Oh son, you look so fine, I'm glad you're a son of mine. You make me proud to know you hold a gun. Do what the captain says, lots of medals you will get, and we'll put them on the wall when you come home. When that old train pulled out, John's ma began to shout, telling everybody in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go, he's a strange soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile as she showed them to the people from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Then the letters ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. They ceased to come for about 9 months or more. When a letter finally came saying, go down and meet the train, your sons are coming home from the war. Oh, Lord, from the war. She smiled and went right down. She looked up and all around, but she did not see her soldier son in sight. But as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. Well, his face was all shot up, and his hand was all blown off, as he wore a metal brace around his waist. And he whispered kind of slow, in a voice she did not know, while she could not even recognize his face. Don't recognize his face. Tell me, my darling son, pray tell me what they've done. How is it that you come to be this way? He whispered kind of slow, as his mouth could hardly move. His mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? You well thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. You wasn't there standing in my shoes. Lord, I thought when I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most is when my enemy came so close, and I saw that his face looked just like mine. Lord, Lord, just like mine. And I could not help but think, through the thunder sound and stink, that I was just a puppet in a play. And through the roar and smoke, the string had finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. As he turned away to walk, his ma was still in shock, seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand. Lord, Lord, down to her hand.
Bob, as you sing that, I think of some song of a wholly different world, yet the same. You know, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
I heard that
and
one.
And yet you're saying the same thing in your own way. I suppose in this hour program, we can have just a few of the songs. How many have you written so far, Bob?
Oh.
In 21 years, and yet in your 21 years.
The ones I've got. Mm-hmm. I don't know the ones I've got, I could tell you that, but the ones I actually have, and, you know, have, mm-hmm. the ones I've written down and people and the publishers have are about, I'd say about 75.
75. Mm-hmm. Well, you're writing almost all the time?
Yeah. I'm writing a book now.
You're writing a book?
Yeah.
And what would the book be, an autobiography?
It's about my first week in New York.
What, your first week in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a very funny song. It's a funny, sad song that you sing. It's a talking song. It's a New York town.
Yeah, it's not that kind of. It's got more, you know, to it than that. Mm-hmm. It's got not too much music in it, mm-hmm. except maybe, you know, a couple chapters maybe.
But this book involves what? Your observations about the big city.
Hmm? No, is not even about the big city.
What is it
really
about?
The big city got nothing to do with it. It's just about somebody that's come to the end of one road, you know, and actually knows it's the end of one road, and knows there's another road there, but doesn't exactly know where it is. You know, and knows he can't go back on this one road.
So it deals with a new birth in a way.
Yeah,
right?
Sort of.
It was he. That's one life. That's over.
Yeah.
And you mean he knows there's something else?
He knows there's he's got all kinds of stuff in it, which just doesn't add up, you know, all kinds. It's got thoughts in the head, mm-hmm. you know, all about teachers in school, you know, all about hitchhikers around the country, you know, all about, these are friends of mine too, you know,
mm-hmm.
College kids, you know, going to college. It's got, and these are all people that I knew. Every one of them sort of a symbol, I guess, maybe you call symbol, for all kinds of people like that. And in New York, New York's like a different world, you know. Especially, I'd never been in New York before, and I'm still carrying their memories with me. So I decided to write it all down.
So
it's not about New York.
But New York
it's like
reason for your writing.
Yes,
the cause of the writing it.
Yes.
But it's about, as you say, you're looking. When you say this, you're looking, you feel a great many of your contemporaries, is that it? Fellas like you are looking for that road. They don't quite know what it is that it?
Yeah, the road is very hard to find now, I guess it would be. Maybe sometimes I wish that this was 19-something else. You know?
30, yeah.
Before that, when, seems like, you know, like I was talking, like pounding a nail in the board, it seems like there's a board there, and all the nails are pounded in all over the place, you know, and every new person that comes around to pound in a nail finds that there's one less space, you know, and I hope we haven't got to the end of the space yet.
Mm. You're looking for a fresh fresh piece of wood or something. I'm
content with the same old piece of wood. I just want to find my place to pound the nail.
Place to pound the nail. Isn't that what most of them are looking for?
Yeah.
Place to pound the nail.
Yeah.
Well, I think, Bob, in your songs, you're saying this. I think every one of the songs you write.
Some of the people are the nails.
Are the nails? You mean they're being pounded?
Yeah, some of the ones being pounded.
I think we should point out that the new Columbia, it's a forthcoming Columbia album, isn't it? Has People Who Are the Nails. Oxford Town, for one.
Oh, yeah.
That deals with the Meredith case. You have one called Masters of War. That's a
It deals with the Meredith case, but then again, it doesn't. You know?
It doesn't. Yeah. It's beyond that.
Yeah, it's you know, like music, like my writing in that is nothing. Like this guitar, I don't consider sacred. You know, I don't like this guitar could bust and break. It's pretty old now. I could still get another one. You know, it's a tool for me. That's all it is. It's just my tool. It's like anybody else has a tool. Some people saw the tree down, you know, or some people spit tacks. You know, when I go to saw the tree down, I cut myself on the saw, you know. I spit tacks and I swallow the tacks, you know. So I just sort of got this here tool, and that's all I use it as. It's a tool. My life is the street where I walk, you know.
Your life is the street where you walk.
Yeah, that's my life. The music, guitar, that's my tool, you know.
You said Oxford Town.
Oxford Town is
not about
America.
It's about more than that.
It's about I wrote that a long, long time. I wrote that, when was it, when it happened? And I could have written that yesterday. It's still the same. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't somebody investigate soon? You know, that's one verse in the song. It's the last verse. No, that's it. Somebody better investigate soon, you know.
Well, it seems that all your songs are about more than the actual event that may have caused it. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
All I got songs. A song about Davy Moore.
About Davy Moore, the fighter.
The guy that, I'll sing that one for you.
All right.
It's
plainly yours, this was the featherweight, was he featherweight champ? Davy Moore, who was killed in the prize ring that night of the three championship fights. And there's been this campaign.
But then again, I'm not a topical songwriter.
Again, I'll ask you about that after you're Davy Moore. You see, you're not a topical songwriter.
No, I don't really even like that word.
I mean, it's not a song about a certain event that says that. It's beyond that.